Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of Expert Insights Publishing, Insights in Publish Magazine, Broadcast, and Global Communities, where visionaries and those on the rise come together to create immediate impact. And I'm thrilled today because I have with me Karen Phelps. Karen has delivered motivational presentations at conferences and conventions worldwide. Her performances not only captivate and motivate the audience, they inspire attendees to take action and become better in all areas of their lives. Having spent 25 years in direct selling as a top seller and leader, she knows what it takes to get to the top and to stay there. Through personal and team sales achievements, including several number one positions, Karen earned every company trip while she was in direct selling, traveling to over 20 worldwide destinations. Her powerful message of becoming better than you ever thought possible is something she not only shares with the audience, but she also lives it in her own life. Karen is a constant student, unafraid of taking on the next challenge. Audiences are mesmerized by her down-to-earth practical approach to business and life. Karen's also co-authored several books and will be co-authoring our new book in the best-selling series, Ready and Influenced, with Carlos Slim, the richest man in the world. So, Karen, we are thrilled to have you here with us today.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me, Vicki. I'm very, very excited about it.
I would love to start because you've had such an interesting background and what you're doing now is such a great contribution. I'd love to start by telling us a little bit about how you came to realize your passion and purpose and the place of influence that you truly experience today.
You know, it's kind of funny because I think that I believe it's part of my DNA. I think that I pretty much have been pursuing my passion most of my life. It started back early on when I was a working mom, and I wanted to actually be a stay-at-home mom. And where I was looking for options, I found direct sales. And once I got into direct selling, I began building a team. And I didn't realize that I had that knack of just helping other people and influencing other people. But once I started building my team, it was actually pretty exciting for me, and that was part of my job description was to help influence others to become better. So 25 years later, I changed careers. I began speaking and helping others find more success in their business and personal life, which is what I'm doing today. And along with my speaking and coaching in business, it's kind of funny because my husband and I have actually joined a relationship marketing business and kind of going back to where my roots are and building a team and helping them find financial freedom, because it's just one of the things that I am super, super passionate about, is just really helping people have the life that they've always dreamed about.
And you're in such a perfect position with the direction that you've chosen to take your life at this point, you know, to be able to do that so beautifully. Tell me, where did you find support when you were on the rise?
Well, in my direct selling business, one good thing about direct selling is that I was really blessed to have good leaders, and they helped me along the way. But once I began my speaking career, it was kind of funny because you have these mentors in my direct selling, and when I was speaking, I was feeling a little lonely because I didn't have that constant connection with mentors and people that I spoke with on some of them on a daily, some of them on a weekly basis. I began joining organizations and groups with other speakers and other entrepreneurs, and I think it was really important to just stay connected. I needed to meet new people that were like-minded, you know, just like me. I've met a lot of people through attending James Malinchuk's speaker boot camps. I'm part of his mastermind group, and I love being part of a group that when we sit together, even though we have similar businesses, people give you different ideas and different perspectives, and sometimes we're just too close to it. So I love the support that I get just from all my different groups and organizations and masterminds that I belong to.
Yeah, that it is just so powerful. So powerful to connect and collaborate in that way. Tell me, what skills do you think are really required to thrive today in business and in your personal life?
Oh, gosh, there's a whole lot of them that I work on, but I'm not sure if it's all necessarily skills, but a lot of disciplines that really help define you, and they help define that business that you're building. The first thing that I think everyone needs is to have a thriving business is resilience. Once you start on that new path, you've really got to be committed to see it through and not give up. And it's very, you know, it's difficult because as entrepreneurs and you're in this solo relationship sometimes, you get a little discouraged. So, again, that's where it's kind of powerful to have those connections. I believe you also got to be a willing student because even though you know things about your job, you sometimes don't know things about business. And when I began speaking, I kind of thought, oh, my gosh, all I got to do is get up on stage and start thinking. Well, I didn't realize all the other things that are part of building your speaking brand, like writing a blog, doing teleseminars, and creating products to sell. So it was like I had to learn these things. Sales and marketing skills, those are super essential to every thriving business. And, again, when I started speaking, I didn't realize, geez, how are people going to find out about me? So I had to learn about sales and marketing skills. And I just think it's, you know, I always encourage people just study who are the experts at doing the things that you need to do to position your business correctly. And I think that's one of the reasons that many professionals don't have good businesses is even though they know their job, they haven't done their due diligence on everything else that they need to make that business really thrive, not only just survive, but really thrive also.
I think that the things you bring up are so important, and now they're changing so fast, you know. I mean, the things that made business succeed 20 years ago or even a decade ago are different today. So it's really important, as you say, to be a constant student and continually learning everything new that's developing. But it's a wonderful time, too, really
Absolutely.
A wonderful time for us. You know, my background is advertising, and there was a time in order to get known, you had to pay for everything. And now that's not the case. There's so many wonderful ways and tools that you can become known as an expert in your field. And thank you so much for sharing some of those with us, because I think, again, it's a great time and it's really important information. So tell me, how important do you think collaborations are to success? You mentioned mastermind groups and some of the things you do, but how does that fit into the picture, do you think, for success today?
Well, I think you can try to build your business alone, or you can create alliances and partnerships along the way where everyone is really working together. And I've got a lot of people who follow me because of my niche with the direct selling, and a lot of people follow me, and through those connections, through people following me, through me helping them by doing maybe free teleseminars and things, they get to know me and they actually refer me to speak to their company. So a lot of times I'm coming in the back door because somebody has actually recommended me to their company. And a lot of times I work with other people, vendors, people that are doing, they're working in the same industry I'm working in, but they're providing different services. So I like to be able to refer, you know, those people to, you know, other companies. So we kind of work together. And if they say, well, I'm looking for somebody that can provide speaking services, one of my people that I'm in kind of an alliance with and we're real good partners together, they'll refer me. And when somebody says, I'm looking for software, and I know somebody that provides a software that they're looking for, I can refer them. So I think it's really important to keep those connections open with everybody along the way.
Absolutely. And have you, you know, we were talking about how with technology, a lot of aspects of having a thriving business have changed. Have you seen a change at all in the importance of collaborations or how people collaborate now?
I have. I think the biggest change has been social media. Because I like the idea and I like the fact that when somebody finds something, a business that they like, they just share it with everybody. And you can, you know, I mean, if you've got thousands of friends like I do and I like something, then every, you know, I'm like, oh, I've used this product or, I tried this business and I really liked it. I go to their fan page and I share that fan page with all of my people, and now 4,500 more people know about it. So I think that social media has really taken this whole connection and collaborations to the next level.
It is. It's pretty powerful, to say the very least. So what do you think are the most important factors in attracting first and then maintaining and really retaining great relationships and collaborations and partnering?
Well, I think one of the things is that sometimes we have to come from a place of service first, and this is often difficult for people to do. Most people want to know, how can you help me? And my industry and my whole the whole way that I've nurtured as a leader over the years was, how can I help you? And if we keep that forefront, if we keep that just, you know, top of mind awareness, and we go into that relationship with, how can I help this person, then I think once that relationship's established, that they're going to come and say, well, okay, you know, I'm so glad you've been referring people. How can I help you? And I also think that when you're setting up these relationships, it's really good at our partnerships that you set up kind of expectations and boundaries up front so that you don't have any confrontations later. I know I've gotten into some there, you know, and people just start to rely really heavily on you when they become a little too demanding, if you know what I mean. And sometimes it's, you know, it's a little difficult because ultimately my first priority is my business, and I'm always glad to refer and stuff, but we always got to, you know, we want to make sure that those relationships are a two-way street. But I believe that if we come from that place of service first, that it makes it very reciprocal on the backside of it, that people are going to follow your suit.
That's such a beautiful position to take, I think, and not only beautiful, but really the successful position to take. So, you know, we all need support around us. What do you think is important for attracting and retaining a really great team that to support you?
Well, I totally believe 100% that one of the reasons I was such a success in direct selling and had such a large team is that I really believe that it was setting the expectations for the team early on. Because I think when people know what's expected of them, they really tend to perform better. And I think it's important not to accept or reward mediocre behavior, because it's very easy for team members to get into a rut. And it's up to the leader or the person that's responsible for them to help them get out of it by just, you know, refusing to accept the behaviors that don't align with the overall goals of the business. And I think, number one, it should be mandatory for everyone to lead by example, because your team is always watching you. Your team is always modeling what you do. And so when you lead by example, then you can't go wrong.
Oh, that is so very true. So I know that you're doing just amazing things and making great contributions, but also family is very important to you. So how do you create a balance around all the travel and the speaking engagements and the coaching and all of the things you do, along with making room for those who are close to you?
Well, there's a lot of things that I do, and I'm kind of that crazy type A person, so there's a lot of things that I have to do to bring myself back to balance. The first thing I do is I try to write in my gratitude journal several times a week, because I think that when we take time to be grateful for everything that we have, it focuses on the areas of our life that are really important to us. And it also, writing in that gratitude journal, can also help you when you're having downtimes in your business, because there will be times that your business might be a little down or something in your life might be a little down, and it will get you focused back to those positive things, you know, bringing you back in alignment with it. I also think that it's easy for me to create balance. I need systems. I need systems so things don't fall through the cracks, because creative people, which I'm very creative, but I'm really unorganized, and I tend to sometimes thrive on that that chaos and create a lot of havoc for my staff. So once I have these systems in place, those people on your team, when you get those systems in place, it makes it easier for them to stay on track. And I think it's really important to take time for yourself. I love to get my workout in early in the morning. I bike or I walk. I listen to motivational or training materials. So I'm working on my physical and emotional health. And then I think last but certainly not least is definitely spending time with those that you love. I've been married for over 40 years. We have 2 sons, 2 wonderful daughter-in-laws, 6 grandkids. I have brothers and sisters, 6 brothers and sisters, and some really good friends. And I try to spend time with as many of those people and surround myself with as many people as I can, because that calms me and that always keeps my life in balance.
Oh, that's so wonderful. So, Karen, with all the incredible things that you're doing, what is your big picture vision for your amazing work, your contribution, and the impact, if you were to take it and look at it, what it might have on the world, almost like a legacy? What does that look like for you?
Oh, gosh. My mission is to really, Vicki, help as many people have financial and lifestyle freedom by helping them find a successful business or businesses, because oftentimes it's not just one business, it's a combination of a couple different things. So, you know, whether they're an entrepreneur or whether they're part of a direct selling company, I really just love helping people find success. I'd like to help people, if they don't have that complete plan, figure out one, you know. What is your goal? I show them how to take their goal and work backwards on that plan so they can arrive at that predetermined destination and get really close to that target date, you know. And like I said, now we're helping others with this relationship marketing business, because some people that don't have the means for financial freedom and they want an additional way to bring in some extra income in little, you know, minimal hours, you know, there's always that opportunity to help people. I just really love helping people. I think through their financial success, because when they have financial success, they get that lifestyle freedom that they want. And that's what everybody's striving for.
Oh, no question. So on that road to achieving that fulfillment and freedom and financial success, to get started, do you have like an action item or a tip or something you could share with us that either you use yourself or you share with your clients that's really effective to move us right into that?
Yeah, I think that, well, number one, I kind of mentioned it, listening to motivational training, your motivational as well as training audios, reading books, you know, reading this book, taking time to exercise, writing down those things that you're grateful for, you know, thinking about how much better your current situation would be if everything you wanted to accomplish really happened. And then I like people to take a look at where you are right now, what isn't right in your life. And I really like people to feel the pain of what's not working in their life. And the reason I do this is because I really believe that until people get uncomfortable enough with their situation, they won't make any changes. So when they get sick and tired of what's happening in their life or their business, that's when it's time to create their action plan to reach their goals. And I really work with people, use that visual exercise, put yourself in that situation, vision yourself exactly as if you have reached your goals, and then write out that statement. I'm so excited that by December 31st of this year, I have done this, and write your goals out as if you've already completed it. And I think that's one of the most powerful ways to really get yourself on track for the success you want.
And Karen, you are so powerful in enabling people and empowering them to be able to do that. I just want to thank you so much for the time that we've spent together and for all of the wisdom that you've shared. Now, I'm sure people will want to learn more and find out where they can connect with you. Is there a website?
Sure, absolutely. KarenPhelps.com is where they can connect with me. They can connect with me for speaking, motivational, as well as direct selling success tools and coaching. And, you know, it's the easiest place. Just go to KarenPhelps.com.
Fantastic. And so, you know, everyone visit Karen Phelps. That's KarenPhelps.com. And take advantage of getting to know Karen, connecting with her, and all the great free information she has there for you. Karen, thank you again so much for your contribution today. It's just been wonderful.
Thank you, Vicki.
Okay, and if anyone would like to learn more about Expert Insights, you can find us at getei.com. That's GETEI.com. All about our magazines, our books, our broadcast, and our global communities. And everyone, have a wonderful week.